This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
For today's Daylight magazine, we have Your Bible and You, Youth Corner, and Moments of Truth. I'm your presenter, Emanuela Brefumenta, welcoming you to today's magazine. Stay tuned.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is now time for your Bible and you.
For our reflections, we shall look at Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being.
You just listened to the audio version of Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Keep this in your heart.
We will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
Brace yourself for our next segment, Youth Corner.
Afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you for joining us. This is Youth Corner. My name is Afrenia Makeke. I'm your host, and I'm here with Anita Domboache and Lord Lugard Webu, who have been with me throughout this discussion on skin bleaching. Welcome once again.
Thank you.
All right, so we continue from where we left off. You did have some words for those who may want to think about bleaching. But let's also talk about those who are already in the practice of bleaching. Hearing a conversation like this may definitely discourage them some way, somehow, having known the consequences of their actions, ultimately that it would displease God. Can they do something about it? Is there something they can do to change the situation? Not necessarily the health effects and all that, that some people may already be facing, but I've already gone into bleaching. I now regret. What will you tell someone like that? I'll start with Lord.
Well, I would just say that Acts 17 verse 30 will tell you that in the days of ignorance, God will wink at, and then when you are really aware of the issue and are on top of it, he wouldn't give you that wink again. Secondly, Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 tells us that for lack of knowledge, my people perish. you are blessed to have heard these things on air, that in fact it isn't good. It's not a best choice to want to appear good or look good to all others. So now that you know, first of all, it's against your God, and so you ask him to forgive you. That's the first thing you do. And then secondly, what you do is that you tell him to give you that power, that confidence to accept yourself the way you are. Then from there, because you have asked him to help you accept yourself the way you are, whatever marks it has left on your body, whatever effect it has given you, you learn to live with it like that and feel comfortable. Then from there, just like you went through the process of bleaching and you are what you look now, that process will continue and you will look the way you ever looked before. Because if you look at those who have ever bleached, if they stop abruptly, you see that they become even darker than they were before. So the cycling will go back again, and then you see that you become what you were, maybe a bit darker. But once you ask God to help you to learn to accept yourself, you feel comfortable now and move on with your life.
Anita?
Just like Lord said, you cannot go back to your original state, but you can reduce the gravity of the situation. So if you are bleaching presently and you haven't been diagnosed with cancer, you can thank God and then stop, because by persisting, you might end up getting cancer. And for those who have seen horrible scars on their body, just as Lord said, you just have to accept it. And also, you can use that to teach others who even wish to partake in this thing to stop. And then by so doing, you become an ambassador for a good cause and not a negative cause. Mm. And for those who have not yet ventured and are thinking of, please think twice.
For those who have not yet ventured and are now contemplating, I just want us to deal with this. You summed up the point, even with what Anita said, that it boils down to inferiority complex.
Exactly.
I mean, talking about the cause, why people really decide to bleed. How can someone overcome this mentality of thinking that fair or the complexion of fairness is the best and should be really ideal? Well, welcome to Anita as well, because that seems to be the major reason.
Yeah, go look at the root word for man, M-A-N. And you find out that it is given that definition because of the process that went into making man.
That is human beings.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It simply means dark earth. Dark earth. So if you are made from dark earth and then you actually appear dark, should you even think of changing such a state for yourself? God made you in his own image. That is Genesis 1:27. He made you in his image. And if God made you in his image, and you look the way you look, because God made you so, be proud and glad that you share the image of God. God does not in any way at all feel inferior, anything at all. So if you accept that you bear the image of God, then that inferiority complex will be a thing of the past for you. You see, so God lives in you in a way, if you allow him. So you bear his image in a way. So accept it and live with it like that. And that would be the best solution to it.
Okay, Anita.
The first thing is to surround yourself with positive-minded people and positive-minded literature. You may be contemplating bleaching probably because you've realized that the guy you like is going out with a fair-skinned person, or the people around you always hail fair-skinned people and they mock you because of your dark skin. One thing is to appreciate yourself. And if you feel it's a problem, see someone, a professional, who can help you. Probably it stems from something that happened in the past, or it stems from the family or something. So you have to first of all seek help to deal with your inferiority complex. And the best help you can get is from the Word of God, which has so many promises to assure you that you are wonderfully made, to assure you that you are special, you are the apple of God's eye. And when you surround yourself with positive-minded people, people who accept you for who you are, people who encourage you, you realize that that thought will not even come back. And even if it does, you'll be able to overcome it.
Mm. Finally, I want us to look at talking about who you can seek help from. You have talked about the Word of God, which is ultimate. But who can you talk to if you are a young person contemplating bleaching, already a victim of bleaching and its consequences? Who can you talk to?
You can talk to your school counselor. You can talk to a pastor. you can talk to someone you believe will be able to help you. Because we have so many people who are not aware of the gravity of the situation. They just feel you want to bleach. Just talk. I mean, it's so easy. You should talk to somebody who would know that it doesn't come from a superficial reason, but it's something that is deep. So you can talk to a counselor, whether your school or you go to a hospital psychologist. Talk to somebody who has in-depth knowledge about issues with the youth, inferiority complex, low self-esteem, probably because you're of a broken heart. Sometimes people break up with their boyfriends and they find out that their boyfriend goes in for someone lighter than her. So she feels, because I don't measure up to that, I'm not worth it. So see somebody you believe. And you can ask people for help with regards to who to see.
Okay, that's a very good point and a good example you gave there as well. I'm sure we will have to draw the curtain here. Thank you so much, Anita Adomboache and Lord Lugard Webu. We have been discussing skin bleaching. We have talked about a number of issues. I'm sure by now you know that God does not accept it. God does not find it as pleasing if you attempt to change the color He created you with. My name is Afre Niamakeke. Thank you once again for listening.
Is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please write to Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 3070 51 058 or +233 2087 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we are expecting your calls, emails and letters.
We will bring you joy. Keep hope alive.
If you turn away from the side
The only way to multiply happiness is to draw closer to God through His Word. It is now time for Moment of Truth.
Beloved in the Lord, we welcome you once more again to Moment of Truth, a time when God speaks to our hearts and changes our lives. Shall we come together as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we commit ourselves unto you. It is time, O Lord, you speak to your children. Everlasting Father, let your Holy Spirit descend. May you speak as we listen, in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, Moment of Truth is bringing to you a social study, part 2 in the series, Homosexuality, Lesbianism, and Bestiality. It has become necessary that we speak against some social evils which are becoming dominant in our society today. In recent past, no one really cared about homosexuals. But now, believe it or not, homosexuality is taking root among us. It is gradually affecting many, particularly our youth. Many are accepting and defending this moral deviation, and homosexuals want acceptance of their way of life and the church to even give them moral recognition as any monogamous or heterosexual marriage or relationship. No wonder there are homosexual ministers or pastors who are unable to speak against this evil or this social issue. Beloveds, while the church society cannot endorse homosexuality, we're going to look at it very carefully. Because one, in the beginning, God put a male and a female into a relationship. And the Bible says, for that reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be cleaved to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And both of them were naked, and they were not ashamed. So in establishing relationship or marriage, or sexual standards, God put it, fix it between a male and a female into relationship and into sexuality, and said they were both naked and were not ashamed. It wasn't a same-sex relationship, but Adam and Eve. And this is the principle, the standard of God's way of doing things. Homosexuality does not possess the blessings of God into procreation as God intended in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, when He said, "Be fruitful and multiply." And homosexuality does not fit in here at all. It does not fulfill God's intention, does not fulfill God's command. Homosexuality becomes an affront or a rebellion to God's intention to populate the earth. Homosexuality is an abomination, as in Leviticus chapter 18, 22-23, where the Bible calls it a sexual perversion. And whatever is a perversion is a deviation from the normal, or is a distortion from the normal, and must not be accepted in place of the actual. In Genesis chapter 18, 23 says, "Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is a perversion." Verse 22 says, "You shall not lie with a male or with a female. It is an abomination." You shall not lie with a male as with a woman, it is an abomination. It is a perversion. Those who engage in it will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You may ask why. In 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9, the Bible set the standard and makes it clear that all these social perversions becomes impediment to one's spiritual life and acceptance into God's kingdom, as Paul rightly painted. And the word of the Lord in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9 says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexual, nor sodomites. And it goes on and on. Begin to make the list. And beloveds, because why wouldn't they go into God's kingdom? Because it is a sinful practice. It's a deviation from the natural order of creation. God made male and female, not male and male, not female and female. It brings the wrath of God upon the individual and on the nation, as in Jude chapter 7, when God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. Beloveds in the Lord, homosexual, lesbian have their position. The question, how dare you question what I experience as positive? And the defense here is that after all, the scripture is silent or may be ignorant of modern relationship of mutual consent. That is their position. And biblical teaching on homosexuality is not relevant today and must be discarded. Oh, that homosexuality is a choice, is a human right that must not be trampled upon, and that the body's function does not affect one's spiritual situation. These are the factors which many use to buttress their point, but these are human points, human standards. That sounds so good and so neat. But what does the Bible say? How do we address this concern? One thing we need to note is that God is the final arbiter of moral issue. It is God who made us, and it is He who set the standard. The Bible describes homosexuality as a sin. Accepting this moral evil means we need to accept fornication, idolatry, theft, armed robbery, extortion, etc., because the Bible classified all these sins together as those who practice this will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if we cannot justify fornication, we cannot justify armed robbery, we cannot justify extortion and call them human rights, how can we justify homosexuality? The Bible says those who do this classified block of social evils will not go into the kingdom of heaven. How can we single out one and call it human right? Therefore, I need to practice it as sin, which will take one out of the kingdom of heaven. We need to make it clear that those who want to do the will of God can come out of it and do what is right and acceptable in the sight of God. Our right as citizens must take other people's concerns into consideration. Should we allow people to commit adultery or rape and steal because they think it is their right? No. Homosexual experience may be good, but it is an act of rejection of God's way of doing things. And any time we stray away from God's path, we tread on a path of sorrow, pain, and even death. Beloveds in the Lord, this is going to be the end of part 2, series 1. As we go deeply, why as society, as a nation, we need to frown our displeasure on these social evils, at the same time pointing them to a Savior. May the Lord strengthen us to put us on the right path as we look into series number 2. Father, we pray for all our listeners. In kind of grace and favor and understanding that we can do what is right. May you bless all of them and bless all our neighbors, our friends who are homosexual and lesbian. Give them the grace and the power to see their way through and help to come out of this situation. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This moment of truth, your servant, Pastor G.Y. Aguado. God with you, bless you. Amen. Oh,
This is Adventist World Radio Ghana, Voice of Hope. If you need further information or study materials on issues we have discussed, please contact us on Adventist World Radio Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF-595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, West Africa. Or if you have access to the internet, send us an email through radio@vvu.edu.gh. Or better still, you can call us on +233 30 70 51 058 or +233 20 87 04 532. If our lines are busy, don't give up. Just keep on trying, for we're expecting your calls, emails, and letters. My dear listener, I believe you have been blessed by our programs. Keep pondering over lessons learned from our magazines to stay blessed. Enjoy the rest of your day. I have been your presenter, Emmanuela Brifumensa. Bye for now.